Yaxi News. I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A pedestrian has died after being struck by a vehicle Friday night in Brainerd. He was identified as 48-year-old Michael John Alger of Baxter. The Brainerd Police Department reports officers responded to the intersection of South 10th Street and Industrial Park Road around 10 p.m. and located an unresponsive man. The vehicle involved was driven by an 18-year-old male from Brainerd. The crash remains under investigation. An Itasca County Sheriff's deputy was shot Monday. The deputy was shot while responding to a call in Max, about 20 miles northwest of Deer River. Sheriff Joe Dasovich said in a brief interview Monday evening that the deputy was airlifted to Duluth and was in stable condition. A news release from the sheriff's office says the suspect involved is in custody, and authorities state there is no ongoing threat to the public. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension will investigate the incident per standard protocol. The following report contains information that may be upsetting for some listeners. A former Bemidji charter school teacher was sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material. 31-year-old Austin Claisman pleaded guilty to 2 of 7 felony charges in February and was sentenced last week. Claisman was formerly employed at Voyager's Expeditionary High School as a teacher and a board member. The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office received a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children last June, alleging the offending material was distributed from a Bemidji IP address. Voyagers made a statement at the time of Claisman's arrest that the conduct did not take place on school property and did not involve students or staff. Claisman is anticipated to be released in November 2027 and expected to remain on supervised probation through 2032. Firefighters across the region were busy responding to grass fires over the weekend as conditions remained dry and windy. A fire just west of Crosby led to the temporary closure of mountain bike trails in the Cuyuna Country State Recreation Area on Sunday. Pillager Fire and Rescue and the Brainerd Fire Department responded to back-to-back fires early Monday morning. On Saturday, firefighters in St. Louis County battled a blaze at a remote cabin that spread through vegetation on Brimson Road, near where wildfires burned large swaths a year ago. 8th District Democrats endorsed Trina Swanson at their convention Saturday. Megan Buffington has more.
Swanson of Hermantown earned over 70% of votes on the first ballot in a crowded field. She's a former federal worker, most recently working as the Director of International Operations for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. According to her campaign website, when the Trump administration asked her to carry out directives she believed were unethical, Swanson left her role and started an immigration law firm. Republican Harry Welty of Duluth plans to primary stop her for the fifth time. At least two others plan to run as Democrats in the August primary. One is Bob Helland of Duluth. The other is recent race entrant former reality TV star Luke Gulbronson of Eveleth. At the convention, Gulbronson withdrew himself from the endorsement process, saying he would instead take his campaign directly to the voters. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Bemidji State University alumni and others endured bitter winds, rain, and sleet during a tree planting ceremony on campus Monday morning. More than 200 trees on campus were toppled in last summer's severe windstorm. The BSU Alumni and Foundation launched the Replant Our Roots campaign last fall. Bob Green is a BSU alum from 57. He reached out to the foundation last August after driving through the area following the storm, wishing to assist with the replanting effort. His commemorative tree is for his late brother Jim, who also attended Bemidji State.
I know we're not going to see the maturity of these trees. At least I won't. I just turned 91.
Aubrey Komen is a BSU grad of 97, and she and her friends lived in the dorms at Oak Hall. She was integral to planting two trees near the dormitory Monday.
We still get together with every summer, and so we purchased a tree in honor of that friendship. And unfortunately, one of our friends had passed, so we also purchased a tree in honor of Linda.
Tree donations were $1,000 each, with the foundation selling all 75 dedicated trees. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.